The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gordon Brown, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Sandown, Bath and Yarmouth on Thursday afternoon, Doncaster and Lingfield in the evening domestically, and a good card over in Ireland from Leopardstown as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Right, we're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing. Mick's picked out three races at Doncaster for us, so we'll look at those shortly. But before we get there, we'll just have a quick look at some of the news stories. And we'll start with the big race of the weekend, Mick, the King George the VI and Queen Elizabeth Stakes. And Paul Hannigan has explained why he's going to ride to Gruda in the race. He says a proven ability over a mile and a half and the weight allowance she will receive was the deciding factors.
Yes, it must can't have been easy for Paul, because, I mean, he's ridden Muckadram all of his career, and you know, he's a horse he's kept the faith with, finally got the Group 1 in the Eclipse, and it must have been very hard to get off of him. But, I mean, he also sort of, his first classic on, his first Oaks on Togruda, it would have been hard for him to desert her as well. But as he said, she's improved over the trip. She gets the three-year-old weight for age allowance and the mare's allowance, and she's got plenty going for her in what's probably, to be fair, a substandard renewal of the King George.
I suppose Dane O'Neill's weight would have come into it as well, wouldn't he? Because I don't think he would have been able to ride to Gruda, but he can ride Macadra.
Absolutely, and it's worked out well for both jocks, hasn't it?
It has, yes. The betting is interesting because it's been changing all week, and for the first time now, Togruda is at the top of the betting, joint favourite with Telescope, both of them 9-4, 5-1 for Magician, 7s for Eagle Top, Macadram 9s, 12s for Flincher and Trading Leather, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. One of them missing from there is Brown Panther, who Michael Owen stated on Wednesday morning that they're going to wait for the Goodwood Cup and try and defend that. So yeah. You can see what I can, yeah, I suppose.
Absolutely, and interesting as well that Coolmore don't throw their best three-year-olds at the race anymore, do they? How many did they run? They ran 15 in the Derby, Oaks and the Irish equivalents, and yet not one three-year-old turns up for the King George. I think they think it's too big a demand on a three-year-old with the rest of his season in mind, because it happened, they made that mistake with Galileo, didn't they? And he paid for it later on in the season. And as a result, he went to stud with a fee about half of what he would have done if he'd skipped the King George. So they've got a downer for the three-year-olds on it. But, you know, Magician's a good horse, and, you know, he represents the older horse. And I'm still not convinced yet. I thought, up until towards the end of June, that we had a vintage crop of three-year-olds. I'm not convinced we have now. I mean, I think Australia... we won't really see until we see him in the Judmont, will we? But...
No.
I haven't really been impressed with the three-year-olds I've seen trying to mix it with the older brigade so far.
Yeah, my opinion is kind of that we've got a couple of standouts like Togruda in Australia, and then the rest of them are a little bit much of a muchness.
Yeah, well, let's hope that Togruda puts a stamp on the season anyway. Let's hope so. And of course, Australia next month at York, that'll be something to savour as well, won't it?
Well, yes, plenty of good racing coming up, and we'll look forward to seeing those. Anything else in the news, Mick? I mean,
yeah, we've got the latest O'Brien making his riding debut tonight. We'll be covering that race in Nace, Donica. He's quite tall, he's an image of his dad, you know, he's absolute spitting image of his father. It's not going to be like Joe, sort of. Because I think he's bulkier than Joe. Joe's a beanpole. This guy's looked like he's like a rugby forward. So he's not going to be riding for too long as a pro, but he gets some valuable experience as an amateur, and then as an apprentice, and he's going to take out an amateur license, I think.
Yep.
When his weight shoots up. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they're all making a fist of it, aren't they? Hannah, Sarah, of course, Joe already got all those classics in the bag. So great to see Donica. The other thing that caught the eye in the in the news, just looking ever so slightly ahead, was that next year's Cheltenham Festival will host the first Grade 1 for mares running Britain.
Yeah.
After their BHA yesterday announced the upgrading of the OLBG mares hurdle.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit shocked at that, to be fair, because obviously...
Kavega,
that's the one. Yeah, how could you forget her name? She's obviously a Grade 1 mare, brilliant, yeah. But behind her, the form never really seems to stack up, so I was a little bit surprised.
Well, let's hope that... the quality doesn't dampen now that, because she won't be there anymore, will she? But I think it'd be interesting to see. But it was something to aim at. I mean, it might attract some good Frenchies, mightn't it?
It might do, yeah. It might just help strengthen the race, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good stuff. I think that's about it for the news, isn't it, Mick? Should we move on to,
absolutely.
To Thursday's action?
Yep.
Okay, Mick's picked out three for us at Doncaster, as we've mentioned, and we'll get his thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, then on to Thursday's action. Mick's picked out three at Doncaster, and the first of them is the 7.20. We start here with a Class 4 handicap for three-year-olds over six furlongs, 10 of them in the lineup, Mick. So a rare each-way race this week.
Absolutely, yes. It's a very good one as well. Fascinating three-year-old contest. I'm going to give the vote to Katiba. I'll tell you why in a moment. I'll just go through the others who have made the shortlist. Syrian Pearl. I mean, she'd have been the obvious starting point anyway. She's on a four-timer. She won a couple of all-weather handicaps at Lingfield earlier on in the season and then came back to the turf in really good style 19 days ago. Back in trip as well, to this trip of six furlongs. On the face of it, a harsh-looking £9 rise for Leicester, but it was by far her best effort to date in three turf efforts so far. So... really, she gave the handicapper no chance them to put her up £9. As we know, Chris Wall's a master trainer with improving fillies. I'm deserting her reluctantly. Camino, quite an interesting Camino. He regressed as a two-year-old after winning on his debut and not much better in his first two starts this season. But he did take a big step forward last time and is now rated £10 lower than when he started handicapping only four starts ago. And it did look as though he was on the way back last time, and he may well play a part just purely on the point. Because he's definitely got more races in him off of this sort of mark now that he looks as if he's turned the corner. But I'm going for Katiba in the racist daughter of Kay Leaf. She's only had four career starts. She's only been beaten, Mark, a total of 5.5 lengths in all of those four combined races to date. And she improved again for the fitting of the hood last time, finishing second at Nottingham. And the handicapper shoved her up £2 for that, which she could have done without. But with the hood fitted again, I think she's going to be the one they've all got to beat and a danger to all. That's number three, Katiba for Roger Varian and Andrea Azzini.
OK. Katiba, then, the selection in the 7.20. The 8.30 is where we go next, and this is a Class 5 handicap over a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds. Eight of them in the lineup for this one, Mick, and not too much winning form coming into this race.
Yeah, this is a real head-scratcher. I mean, if without that horrible run at Pontefract last time, you'd have said, well, Tower Power should be going on from there. But that was just too bad to be true. And as a result, I just have to treat him with a bit of caution. But he certainly looked to be going the right way, winning at Ripon last month. Straight Run, trained by Richard Hannon, Pat Dobbs takes the ride. He won a heavy ground maiden on the second of his starts at two. Hasn't really gone on this season, but as a result, he is stepping down in class and the handicap is relenting as well. He started handicapping life in the 80s. It's just a suspicion that he finds this quicker summer ground unsuitable, because he did win his maiden in very heavy ground at Newbury, so that could be the reason why he's not performing. Maybe when he gets himself even below 70, when the weather comes again in the autumn, he might be a horse to put in your tracker. King's Prospect, trained by Tracy Waggett, hardly made a rival on his first two starts. Never saw a racecourse at two, but much better at Carlisle last time, finishing third. And although another step forward is required, is stable, are in great form, and Paul Mulrennan's been booked to ride. But I'm going to take a chance on Artistic Muse here, trained by Barry Hills, Paul Hannigan taking the ride. She's been a big price all three starts, but a fair mark as a result now handicapping, especially judged on that middle effort when she finished fourth in what looked a decent contest at Goodwood. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the money come for her. I hope it does, actually, because it would suggest that there's stable confidence behind her. So I'm going to tentatively give her the vote in a tricky one.
OK. Yeah, the step-up in trip as well, isn't it? Being run over a mile in maidens and then up to a mile and a
exactly.
quarter.
Exactly. Yeah, which is a trip. Yeah. Probably is going to bring out the best of her.
OK.
Yeah.
Artistic Muse, then, take a bit of a chance and look out for market support in the 8.30 and the 9 o'clock at Doncaster is where we'll finish. This is a Class 4 handicap for 4-year-olds and older, over a mile and three quarters. And hurry home, Papa, down at the bottom of the weights there, Mick. Relished the step-up to this trip last time.
Yeah, and only £2 higher as well, Mark. And... yeah, showed a good attitude to get the better of Chapter 5 in that Nottingham race. Was well back that day. The slight concern is that was Class 5 and he's up into Class 4 here.
Yeah.
But he is on the shortlist. Others on the shortlist are Snowy Dawn, trained by Andrew Hollinshead. She and Kelly taking the ride. Doesn't find winning easy, but you could apply that remark to most of this field. And has been getting a little help from the handicapper lately, and certainly has each way claims. But as I say, only one win, only one career win. That was at Chester last summer. Nanton, the old boy, 12 years old now. Jim Goldie trains Danny Tudup, taking the ride. He's now £8 lower than his last winning mark. And he does look actually poised to exploit his mark in the low 70s. He was a close fourth here last time. That was over a mile and a half. Step back up in trip to a... He's a course and distance winner over this trip. Is a big plus. I know he's not getting any younger, but he's going to be very, very hard to keep out of the three on the back of that good effort last time. But I'm going to take a flyer here on a horse called Deep Sand, who's rated about 129, and he's been higher. He's been in the mid-130s over hurdles, Deep Sand. It's been a while since he won on the flat. His last win actually came over hurdles when ridden by Lucy Alexander. But those last four runs have all been very creditable efforts, not being beaten far in any of them. And he could well be the answer to a very tricky contest here, Deep Sand. He should be a good each-way price. We'll take a chance on him. It's a bit of a head-scratcher, though, but Deep Sand, sure to run his race, I think.
OK, Deep Sand in this selection. In the 9 o'clock, let's just have a quick summary, Mick, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not easy with the 2-3-year-old handicaps that we've looked at, but I'm hoping that Katiba can improve again. She did improve for the fitting of the hood last time. Wears it again. Very strong finisher at Nottingham last time. And let's hope she can go one better here in that 7.20. Artistic Muse steps up 2 furlongs in trip for her handicap debut, and hopefully she can exploit that lowly mark of 67 for trainer Barry Hills. And in the lucky last at Doncaster, the nightcap, let's hope that Deep Sand sends us home with a smile on our face. Mark is 130 rated hurdler, and yet he can race here in this flat race off 76. Let's hope that Dave Allen can boot him home to victory.
Hopefully so. Thank you very much, Mick. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
I will do, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go. The thoughts of Mick Norton on Thursday's racing at Doncaster. There's plenty of racing to look forward to, and it's all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Gordon Brown, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell in the studio. Sandown, Bath and Yarmouth will take us through the afternoon. Doncaster and Lingfield in the evening, and was also racing at Leopardstown in Ireland as well. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.